محمد رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. لا
الله أكبر.
الله
من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره. أشهد لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كرير المسلمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance. And I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge of Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first as well as you to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. The Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. And Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Utlu ma'u ma'u ma'ulla. Subhanallah. It looks a little different here. Okay. Utlu ma'u hiya ilayka min al-kitabi wa ahkimis salata inna salata tanha ahmil fahsha subhanallah ahmil fahsha'i wal munkari wal dhikrullahi akhbaru wa allahu yahlamu ma tasna'un. Salakallahu wadeen. And I'm going to go with this one. That is, I seek refuge with Allah against the shaitan and reject it. The expression is as follows. Recite what is sent to you of the book by inspiration to thee and establish prayer. For prayer restrains from shameful and unjust deeds, and remembrance of Allah is the greatest. And Allah knows that ye what what ye do. That ye do, subhanAllah. I'm going to read this expression as well. Convey whatever this divine writ has been revealed to thee, and be constant in prayer, for behold, prayer restrains from loathsome deeds and from all that runs counter to reason. And remembrance of God is indeed the greatest, and God knows all that you do. And we say, Salak Allahuddin, surely Allah speaks the truth. This is the 29th Surah Al-Ankabut, the 45th ayat. Today's khutbah title is Time to Establish the Salat. Time to Establish the Salat. In the reported hadith of Jabir Rayul Anhu, he reported that the Prophet, the praise be upon him, said, quote, is reported to have said, verily, between man and ideology and unbelief is the abandoning the prayer. Today, as I begin, my thoughts are on the importance, obviously, the importance of prayer. We thank Allah. Always we begin, we always thank Allah for the opportunity, the chance. And we say salat in Quranic Arabic, and we in Al-Islam, we have the five pillars, and our recognition of Allah and the acceptance of Muhammad, the prayer be peace be upon him, as his messenger, when we take our shahada, are the first in those five. And the next important step is salat. Allah says, and convey whatever this divine writ has been revealed to thee, and be constant in prayer. Now, when you read the beginning of this ayat, and I'm presenting on Salat, it's sort of like, why would I bring this up or choose an ayat that begins with talking about the divine writ, the divine book, the book? Because there's one reason is because I wanted to find an ayat that was not attached to Sagat. It was very important for me to do that. Because the sole purpose was being to focus on the Salat. But having the Salat expressed to attached to the expression, as it states in one of the expressions that I read, divine writ, and it says of the book. In that one, this is a kitab, the book, which is in when I break down these, is the fourth word in the list of the ayat. But first, let us go into what this is telling us. First, of course, we know that it was given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when it was given to Muhammad, he was told to utlu, recite, convey. Now, this comes from Ta'ala. And it's being revealed to tell the Prophet, and eventually to tell us, to recite what has been revealed of the Quran in use of the da'wah, when inviting others to the faith, reaffirming those who are already in the faith, reaffirming, use what has been revealed to you of the book. So the connection between this is that our prayer is connected to the whole of the Quran. And we know that the Quran is complete. It is a whole, and Allah has said that it has been revealed, it's been revealed piecemeal, like in stages, meaning that it was not all revealed at the same time. So even though we have this complete book here, for us now, we are getting revealed this as well. We are at a point where we only have gotten what Allah has revealed to us at this time. And we all know that during the month of Ramadan, or any time you read the Quran, and you read and you say, oh, I never read that. It hits you totally different, like it's the first time you've read it. And I did a khutbah, some years ago, when I thought about it, I said, when did I do that khutbah? I did a khutbah, and I just thought about how time flies. I did a khutbah called, it was titled, You Don't Have the Quran Just Because You Have the Quran. Why is this important for us to understand? It's because in our lives, now we can be revealed to. So the next word is uhiyah, and this comes from waha. Being in the fourth form, there's a cause to it. And it means to inspire, reveal. For us, we know that the revelation is inspired by God. Allah says, it is not for any human being that Allah should speak to him except by revelation or behind a partition, or that he sends a messenger to reveal by his permission what he wills. Indeed, he is the most high and wise. Wahan, Wahyan, Wahyan. Wahi, we know, we've heard that term, Wahi, right? So, if there is any doubt that Allah can reveal to us right now during this time, that ayat that Allah has given us should put all that doubt to rest. And we're presenting what we have been revealed to of the book. When someone would be sent out to go and announce al-Islam to a new place, and they were sent to go teach the new community the faith, what they went with was maybe just an ayat or a few ayats, because the Quran was still being revealed. They only had what they knew, what they understood. But let us look at it from this, look at this from this standpoint. The best dawah or inviting that we can do is to our own selves. I have to convince myself that this is the way of life that is best for me. And if I only have a few eyes that can make me believe that, then that's all I have to work with. The first thing we do is invite our own souls to believe. And in the expression in this ayat, it says, and be constant in prayer. Wa ahimis salataha. It is saying to us, for us to establish the prayer. And I get my thinking because Imam Muhammad, when he said that the prayer is your natural life discipline given to you by the Creator. Your natural life discipline given to you by the Creator. So if we are to be constant in something, if we are to establish something, speaking to the Salat, first we must have something that does not change. Meaning, regardless of who is, quote unquote, who's in the White House, who says this, who says that, we have to be constant in our salat. Then and only then are we able to establish something that Allah has given us. The revelation of the book is that is what we use to establish that. See, Allah is saying be constant in this. That's a key point for us. We establish our natural life discipline. Now, when you hear discipline, we think obeying rules, following, you know, guidelines, and understanding that if we don't do not do something, there could be some consequences to it. It's discipline. Yes, that's correct. Establishing salat is a discipline. Because we have been told by Allah that the salat is for us at stated times. See, I'm going to probably be, like I mentioned to Imam Qudus and Brother Steve, I said I'm probably going to be on the subject of Salat as I work through the summer. You know, I thought about calling it the Summer of Salat. You know, but this is where I'm going. And I'm going to move at the pace of the direction and the guidance of Allah, inshallah. See, we don't get to decide when the time for prayer is. That's not our decision. We don't get to decide how many prayers there are. In the reporting of the Muhammad during the ascension, the 50 prayers were obligated upon the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, when he was taken on a night journey. Then it was reduced until it was set at 5. And an announcement was made, "Oh Muhammad, my word is never changed, so these 5 prayers will be counted as 50. Now, the backstory for this is that during the ascension, every time Muhammad would return from the heavens speaking to Allah about this, he met Moses in other scripture, alayhi salam. And he disgusted with it. Moses was asking him, so where you at now? And it started at 50, and Moses, after he kept talking to Moses, he said, you need to go back. And he kept seeking a reduction. Because Moses, alayhi salam, he had dealt with people. He understood the burden that would be on them. So Muhammad went back until he got it down to 5. And when he got down to 5, Moses even told him to go back again. And he refused this time. He said, I'm too ashamed to go back and ask to reduce that. So this is why the 5 equal to 50. So we were not in that negotiation. Right? We weren't there. We did not get to pick another number. We don't get to pick another number now. We have 5 obligatory that we must make. And those equal 50. And this is what we are obliged to do. And from that standpoint, here is Allah telling us first to utlu, recite, convey. But the word also means to follow. It means to pursue, imitate. And I know I just used this word in one of the last khutbah that I presented. What we are being told by Allah, to me, is to follow what has been inspired to us. Guidance is inspiration. We're not here because we have not been guided by God. You're not listening, you're not watching this because you have not been guided by God. But what happens next is your choice. See, we're the only creation that has full open choice. All of the other creations in the community, they're communities just like we are. And this is what the Allah says in the Quran. But the difference is that we have choice. Now, I know that some might question, the imam say, doesn't the jinn have a choice? So when we look at it, and I've often thought about that myself, you know. First, I'll say this as we close this first part. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when asked about the jinn, he said, we all have a jinn. And he said, even you. He said, yes, even me. He said, but he made his jinn to submit. Meaning his choice, Muhammad's choice, overrode the jinn's choice. Second, I'll say this. Imam Muhammad, he said that the jinn that Iblis was, who turned into the shaitan, is a symbol and a sign for us in the abuse of freedom. It was an abuse of freedom. Meaning when we abuse the freedom given to us by God, we become shaitanic in our nature. Remember, the salat is our natural life discipline. And you cannot have the natural life that feel good. It feels so good to us, that fits us, that we are made for, without the discipline it requires. And that requirement is the prayer. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Time to establish the salat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the opening reporting that I used, it's reported to have said, verily between a man and idolatry and unbelief is abandoning the prayer. How can we think that our lives, you know, we're all that. We got it. We made it. It is the best we can have if we have, is it the best we can have if we've left the discipline that is to be established for us in the prayer? If we have abandoned the prayer, then we have decided to abandon what Allah has revealed for us. We have decided not to establish ourselves. We have given up what Allah has for us, because it is the fact that this establishment brings us more of the revelation, more understanding. We can only make salat using the Quran. And, you know, Imam Muhammad was once asked, he said, in the line of questioning, he said, in the party, he said, well, what is our prayer, brother? And his response was, Our prayer is the whole Quran. Our expression is our prayer. And our prayer is the Quran, the whole Quran. For us to realize that discipline, and yes, we must be disciplined. We have to train ourselves. That is why the five comes at stated times. Now, don't misunderstand me. If you're not able to do because you at work, you got an appointment, there's some reason why you're not able to make your salat on time. Legitimate reason. You know, I've been watching a lot of baseball lately. At times prayer come in, I got to stop watching baseball. That's not a legitimate reason. We can make up the salat for a legitimate reason. You actually have 24 hours to make up your salat. What I'm presenting is that for us to receive what Allah has for us, wants to reveal to us, we have to be willing to be disciplined enough to take the salat serious. We also have to understand that there are two types of discipline that we're dealing with. First, the one that I've mentioned, the willingness to make our behavior become that of one who's training themselves. This type of behavior is not easy at first or all the time, as it becomes, because it becomes a habit. And something I always say is that for 29 or 30 days, everyone sure can get up for Fajr. They make sure they can get up a little early before Fajr so they can get that suhoor. They can make sure, they can try to make sure they read so they don't come get behind and they read. And I know they don't miss Maghrib. Maghrib has to have, during the month of Ramadan, almost a 99.9999% success rate during Ramadan. That is a sign in us that we can be just as disciplined outside of the month of the Ramadan as we are inside the month of the Ramadan. Why does the thought of no food, no drink, whatever we're going through make someone willing to be disciplined then? But as soon as we get all of that back, we fall out of that discipline. I think this still goes kind of to that first part of the discipline I was talking about, behavior. That's behavior. But it also falls into the second part as well. But the discipline we see in ourselves allows us to gain the second type of discipline. So it kind of straddles the fence on that one. Because when we get a degree, they call it what? They say, well, what was the discipline? It's a branch of knowledge. Right? One studied in higher education. So I got a degree in business, but my discipline was sports management, subhanAllah. So if we realize and establish ourselves in salat with what has been revealed to us, then the Quran will be our discipline. Can we see how that works? And of course, salat is just one way of learning the Quran, but here is Allah connecting it for us. This is why I wanted an ayat that stood alone from zakat. Not that zakat is not important, especially in the purification, because that's what it means, purification. Not that it's not important, but I wanted to show that the salat is connected to the Quran. And the Quran is what will give us the natural life we want to return to. Do you think those who have abused that freedom want the masses to return to that nature? I think Eid al-Fitr. Do you think that those who abuse the freedom want to see Muslims all over the world going through the month of the Ramadan, knowing they're making extra prayers, knowing they're being disciplined, knowing they're being revealed to, establishing themselves in this way of life? Do you think that the shaitan wants to see us get up out of our deep sleep at 4:30 in the morning this morning to establish ourselves in this discipline? For those who have never heard this, there's a reporting, and I'll try to make it as pleasant as I can. And I'm not, you know, we can debate on the authenticity of it. But again, when you see the logic in it, then the debate goes away. There was a mention made before the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, of a man who slept throughout the night until the morning and missed the Fajr Salat. So he said, the prophet replied, he said, that is a man in whose ears the devil had did number one in. Now understand this, and I'm not trying to point out the part that most of you all are still thinking about. But when we understand the use of ears, right? When you look at the ear has a question mark on it. The ear has a question mark. When you go through your ear, that's a question mark. The ear has a question mark in the shape of it. Samia, it means to listen, to hear. The ear is a symbol for its inquisitiveness. It's a symbol also for our awakening. Have you ever noticed, and we're talking about Fajr, before I say we talk about Fajr, Fajr means the dawn of the awakening. All right, so that's not, so it wasn't like he said there was some other salat he did. He did it in the dawn of the awakening. You ever notice how when you sit up, you will sit up. What was that I heard? Did you hear that? You hear that? Your attention. You hear something that you shouldn't hear, noise of a sound, it gets your attention. It is a sign in our intelligence awakening. We hear the call for the prayer. If something is happening to our ears, meaning our hearing, this means we're not hearing the call from Allah to be disciplined and to the knowledge that is unmatched. The knowledge that Allah has for us is unmatched. We're not just being asked to get up for worship. We're being told to get up, and inside of the worship is the guidance, the knowledge. This is what we need. Because inside of the call to prayer in the morning, there's the only change we make in all the calls for prayers five times a day. All the calls are the same except the call for Fajr. Inside of that call, we say, As-salatu karum minan naum. As-salatu karum minan naum. Prayer is better than sleep. Prayer is better than sleep. Yeah, physically, and I'm going to get into the abstractly as I move on. I'm really not even getting into all the physicalness right now. It's sort of on the fence, but prayer is better than sleep. And Allah says to us that nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. How can we expect to go against the world that the shaitan has touched, has influenced, has a filter on it? You know, when I looked at the pictures of New York a couple of days ago, and I saw it had that yellow orangish tinge to it. And I mean, it was just, you know, this is how it looked. And the first thought that came to my mind was smokeless fire. When you look at the smokeless fire, it's orange. It has some blue in it, but when you really look at a picture of smokeless fire, it's orange. That's what smokeless fire looks like. In the creation are signs for us as well in our own selves. Why do you think there's such a big push against quote unquote being woke? Because it has nothing to do with Target. It has nothing to do with Chick-fil-A. Because it has everything to do with waking up for Fajr. Getting the word of God in your life. Waking up your intelligence. The first thing you do every day. And listen, I get it. This world, you know, not just the United States of America, but the whole world has some serious, serious issues. Why? Because as long as man is there, Shaitan is there. And in a world where Shaitan has influenced it, there is no discipline. And what's the biggest problem we face? No accountability, lack of responsibility. All this means is no discipline. And our first goal each day is to be up at the time Fajr comes in, ready to follow what has been revealed to us of the book. This book, the Quran, the manual for the life that has discipline. That has a roadmap back to that original nature. The paradise that Adam alayhi salam was put out of was a place where our obedience was in line with our natural life. When the slip happened,
It was because the discipline was broken. When your mother said, when the street lights comes on, bring yourself in this house. And if you did not, you broke the rules, evidently you were not disciplined enough to follow the rules, so a punishment happened. But the punishment did not last forever. No, it was intended to make you not be undisciplined the next time you went outside. But you had to learn a lesson. Can we see that it's a sign for us from God that we have to learn a lesson and that it is how we can get better? See, we do not just pray because we want something. That's not what the design of the Salat is. Please, we must understand that our Salat is only the Quran. We cannot say anything about our jobs, our families, our neighbors, nothing. No, that is after Salat, then we can make dua. And we can bring all that up then. We can pray for all we want after we make the Salat with the Quran. And there's a fable called The Father and His Two Daughters. So a man had two daughters, and he married one to a farmer, he married another one to a potter. And when he went to visit the daughter who was married to the farmer, and he asked the daughter how she was doing, and she said, wonderfully. She said, if I could wish for anything, nothing, it'd just be a little more rain for our crops. The same day, he went to go see the daughter that was married to the potter. And he asked the daughter, how are things going with you? And she said, never better. And if only we had just a little more fair weather that would bake our clay. Now, in the dismay, the father said, you want sunshine, your sister wants the rain. Which am I to pray for on my own account? The moral of the story is, if all prayers were answered, no one would be satisfied. If all prayers were answered, no one would be satisfied. We have to understand that we do not decide what of our prayers will be answered. It is just our responsibility to make the prayer. The right intentions, we can only pray for the best. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that verily the one in prayer is in an intimate conversation with his Lord Almighty. So let one look at how he converses with him and do not raise your voices above each other with the Quran. What are we saying in this conversation? The Quran. We are repeating the words that we should know, that our actions and our thoughts should be driven by. If this is the life that was chosen for us, perfected for us, and understand this, preferred for us, then why wouldn't the words that we use, the words that we think, the words that we speak, the words we hear, the words we follow, and the words that we recite all be the words that God has given us? This means that we have to protect ourselves. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge of Allah against the shaitan. From what? Why do we say this before we read the Quran? Why do we say this before we make the Salat? Because it is in those very words that we say that the shaitan wants to take out of our mouths. He does not want the words of Allah in our mouths, in our mind, in our lives. He does not want us to hear it. Our hearing is the ability to comprehend. You ever get water in your ears? You cannot hear nothing. As soon as your ears get water in, it's blood blocked up. It throws off your balance. What happens when you get so much water in your ears and you learn to be off balanced? You learn to adjust. Until the water drains, you got to learn how to function. And you learn how to live off balance. So we must be able to combat those type of things. That's a sign. We must be able to combat those type of things that we hear that run what? Counter to reason. The counter to reason what Allah wants us to hear. If someone wants to be a quote unquote know-it-all, if you want to know everything, then the only way is to know Allah's words. You have to know what Allah says. Because this is the world we're facing. They don't want you to be in your natural life. And please understand this, the hot topics are nothing but cover for the real issues. They do not want you to become the creation that God intends for you to be. So when you sleep through the Fajr or you miss other Salat, it is the undiscipline of Adam that is happening that the abusers of freedoms are working for. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, the peace and blessings be upon us, upon Allah, said that the Satan has said, by your might, O Lord, I will continue to mislead the children of Adam as long as their souls are in their bodies. And Allah, the Lord, replied, and by my might and majesty, I will continue to forgive them as long as they seek my forgiveness. How does that forgiveness comes from God? How do we get forgiven? It comes with Allah giving us knowledge, not just any knowledge, but the knowledge that will help us overcome what we're all up against. As long as we are showing Allah, we have the discipline. And yes, we make mistakes. We make errors. We sin. We're human. But as long as we realize we have to be better, we want to be better, we try to be better, then Allah will forgive us. And I'm going to get more into that later on, inshallah. Let me end with this. One prayer does not fix the world. One prayer will not give us the discipline we need. Because it is our prayer that Allah teaches us in. He teaches us in the Salat. Teaches us to accept His will, His plan. The more knowledge we gain from the Salat, the more we can understand that we do not pray to get something other than the knowledge that is for our soul. But always know, it is time to establish the Salat. Now, inshallah, I have given something to benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. And may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minka as-sami'u al-alim. O our sustainer, accept this thou for us from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing and all knowing. Ameen. Real quick on